broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Thursday. Kyle Brustin Northman across ESPN Wisconsin, live from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel's amazing sports book. We're staring at the beautiful video wall. We're in a nice, comfy booth. This could be yours. Go to Pottawatomie.com. Check it all out there. My name is Ben Brust. Next to me is Kyle Wallace, chilling in the booth.
What's look good. No, I saw you check me. I saw you look me eye me up and down.
No, I mean, you got the shirt tucked in. Yeah. That's hanging
out. Oh, gosh,
out.
You're right. Why'd you say something?
Kyle Sloppy Wallace in true form.
Oh, my goodness. You're supposed to be right. You know what? I knew you wouldn't say something because you didn't say something to stroke. So
I didn't see that.
Bad on me.
Sorry, I wasn't looking at your,
my waistline. Yeah. Thank you.
Brad Northman looking fly. Long-time NFL punter.
Always trying to look fly. So good to be at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Every time I just sit back, take in this video wall, it is the best. I will say, Kyle, the one good thing I see, you must have bought this outfit together because there's like a couple of tan stripes on your sweater that perfectly match the tan in your pants.
I didn't buy it together. I just have style.
Just luck.
I just have a good eye. Not luck. What do you mean? I have style.
Well,
you know
good.
Nothing about Brad.
We have bad there. Luck, apparently, because we spent 3 hours yesterday on the world's worst haircut from our producer, Alex Strofe. He says his webcam is broke.
Oh.
How convenient. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee.
Who knew an ugly haircut could break a
Madison.
Camera?
Seriously.
Well, it was ugly. And joining us now.
Self-destruction.
Is Luis from Pottawatomie, the man, the myth, the legend, the poor Marquette grad who was watching his team go 3-3.
Hard.
Why you bring that up?
Luis, what's going on? It's been a fun day today hanging
out
with you.
It's been a great day, Ben. You have delivered today. Even before the show started, Benny has delivered.
So you invited me to come and do celebrity bingo.
Yep.
I've never played bingo. But I've seen bingo. I've seen an Impractical Joker's Punishment where somebody had to sit in the bingo hall and just yell bingo every time a number came up, and they are crazy. They are unruly. They are passionate. So that was my preconceived, image, and it fit the mold. Very serious, serious people about their bingo. So I was a little nervous, as Luis told me. I was going to be calling numbers, and someone's going to win money based off what I did, but also 50% of that was going to go to the Heart of Canal Street, which is a great charity. Could you describe what I was like?
So Ben walked in, and he was visibly shook. Like, he was nervous, right? Jacket came off right away. Bathroom maybe two or three times. At one point, he walked into the women's bathroom.
I forgot about that. No, just a split second walked
game.
In. And I was like,
pervert.
And myself and
old women.
Our great teammate Haley here, we're looking at Ben, and I'm like, Ben's played in a game, and I looked up the attendance in front of 78,000 people at AT&T Stadium. I don't think Ben was this nervous before that game.
How many people was in the bingo hall that Ben was accommodating?
250?
Maybe 250.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it felt like it felt like 80,000, Brad.
But these are, you know.
The intensity of 80,000.
Yes.
We love our bingo players. They love their bingo session. They take it serious, right? They have their daubers. They have their troll dolls.
I didn't know what daubers and trolls were until today.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Exactly. Well, it's a lucky troll doll that you have. That
troll doll?
Yeah.
Like a troll,
like the old
movies.
Yeah. And we have these really nice ones that have the Heart of Canal Street shirt on them. If you come and buy them, all the proceeds go to Heart of Canal Street.
Love that.
So Ben is really, you can see he's kind of overanalyzing the situation, looking at the scope of it all.
Over bingo?
But at the same time, he's still cool, calm, and collective on the outside-ish, right? Because he's going up to our players, taking pictures, telling them, pushing those daubers.
I feel like I'm going to play Kentucky in the Final Four.
I thought we were going to need one more bathroom break before he went up there, right? But, man, you know those athletes that when the lights shine the brightest, they just turn it on? Like Macho Man Randy Savage said, the cream always rises to the top. It sure did today.
What was so spectacular about the performance?
I was talking with some people. And, Strofe, were you one of the people I talked with about what number I wanted to get?
I was, unfortunately.
I wanted to receive 69.
I knew it.
I'm telling you, the balls were flirting with me. They were flirting. I got 068. I got 071, 072, 073. I was all around it.
Flirting with it.
Take a listen for yourself. And I don't know if you have it on Video Strophe on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. It finally hit.
069. Nice. 67.
Were you getting any reaction from
the buoys? So the audio doesn't do it justice.
The audio does not
audio do it justice. Because,
the fact that they can even hear it.
Our bingo players don't
make noise.
They don't make right. They're there. They're looking. They're 67. Boom. And when he did 069, nice. It was like Eddie Murphy in his prime is what it sounded like.
Wow.
The reaction, even the 6-7. Look, I was there. Man on the street, I was there. I will put my
Haley
reputation.
From Potawatomi, they have never seen this in a bingo.
How many people started
like
laughing?
That sideline, like a sound cone.
The camera was facing the stage right in front of the bingo balls. So you're hearing the majority of the audio from the bingo balls.
So what did the fans, what did the bingo players, how did they react? Were they like,
bro, they cheered,
ha, ha,
they laughed.
And even a couple people were like real nice.
Was there an applause?
Yes, they were clapping.
Wow.
And it's a big bingo.
Nice.
I don't know, Ben, how much did you pay Luis?
Nothing.
Here's the thing. Ben knows I'm the first one to cook Ben if I have to, especially after his jab right to start the show.
How many of those have you sat through?
I've been through a good amount of them, and that's the first. Look, our bingo players, they're there to play bingo and win money, right?
Yeah,
so call my number. Let me mark that on my sheet, and let's go about our days, right? And – We had to take a break there for a second.
I geared it up because I got B2, Deuce 2, and they laughed at Deuce. And I was like, oh, they laughed at Deuce?
Uh-oh.
So
why do?
Like, B, you have to go B2, and then you have to say the number twice.
A second time.
So I was like, Deuce 2. You know, because you don't want to be like B2, 2. You don't want to confuse it as 22. So I was trying to, make it a way to something. I got some chuckles from that. And I was like, I got that for Deuce?
Oh, you bet him and he just kept going.
And then the ball started falling my way.
Ben gets one laugh and goes, oh, baby.
He did have a little slip where he was so focused on either 67 or 69 that when 70 came up, he was like, 70. My apologies. He had to apologize to the whole room.
My apologies. 070. 7-0.
Did you get any grumblings? Like,
a little bit.
A little bit. But again, hey, there's money at stake, right? Money not just for the player, but for, 30 different children's charities, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember that.
Yeah. So
how many bingos got awarded during your time?
I had one game 14,
okay,
for the Heart of Canal Street, and 740 was given out to the winner.
Ooh.
And the other 740, I believe,
that goes to the pot for Heart of Canal Street. That'll be awarded December 10th.
That's great. That's really
cool. Wow. Well, Ben, I'm proud of you for making some folks who had time during the day to come and do a great thing and play bingo for a great cause.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, I've never felt more alive in my life.
I'm surprised.
I'm not even joking. I feel like
you've
done
a lot in your life.
I know
what you've made.
Prisoner of the moment, right now.
Yeah.
I've never felt.
Only Ben Brust can make an entire charitable donation and charitable cause about himself. It took you 8 minutes of the program to mention that there was a charitable background to this. It was about
Ben
made a 69 joke. Ha ha ha.
Ben came in and gave us his precious time to call bingo. Right, Ben could have just told me no.
Hey, ugly. Easy back there.
When you were done, so obviously the game's over, did you get an applause?
Oh, yeah.
You got a full-out applause?
They wanted me to stay for the next game.
Oh, so they said, wow. Oh, no, he's leaving?
Yes.
I even heard a couple, thank you, Ben.
You a lie.
Nope. I said it.
Wow. Those are big shoes to fill, I guess, Luis.
Again, like I said, there's been talks of him.
So you have a relationship with Alex Strofe.
Yeah.
Unfortunately
for you.
Strofe, bring yourself on camera because if you could, maybe pull up on YouTube for those watching at ESPN Milwaukee. Show what was yesterday, and then you can show your face because you went to get your hair fixed. And when I showed Luis, tell us what you thought saw his haircut yesterday because you didn't see this yesterday.
No, and look, as the person right now at this booth with the worst hairline – I felt bad, man. That's bullying. Whoever did that to you, like, we need to go after that.
It's like criminal,
sue?
Right?
That, if, I would sue them, maybe.
I tried to tell him, but he was being soft.
There was pain and suffering experienced by Strofe yesterday.
It's, I'm like, there's, I'm a, there's, you might need therapy after that haircut, right? This is Milwaukee Madison knows now of that haircut,
no,
Strofe.
He needs therapy.
Give me the Strofe. Give me the Strofe haircut.
Yeah. Like a half
again,
bowl
with
cut?
The worst guy, worst hairline in this booth, I felt bad.
Now, show your beautiful face. And you can still see the spots on the back.
I told him it was impossible job to get that face.
You look like you survive your wedding.
Yeah, but I've had worse.
You see how there's spots
Listen, she skinned his head dang near. You can see like his skin, not his hair. His skin.
So talk to Strofe. Talk to Strofe about what happened when you went into wherever you went, and what did you say, and like just the journey.
Yeah, so I went to a chain. It was the only place last night I went to like a national chain it was the only place I could get into, and last night was the only night I had time to fix this problem. So I went in, and it was a younger dude working. Thank God. Because if it was another old woman that was like a 40-year savvy vet of the experience, I might have just profiled and been like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, he's traumatized. Yeah. I don't blame him.
Never again.
Wow.
So it was like a dude probably my age, maybe even younger. And I said, look, man, this lady did me dirty. You got to look at the left side. It's longer than the right side. You got to look at the back. It's like she gave me a half bowl cut. I need you to fix this. And he looked at me and he goes, I think I could fix it. And I go, really? He goes, yeah, I think so. So I sat down, and he started getting to work.
Laugh?
I said, well, I was like, please be right. I sat down, and he stopped.
I don't know if I trust somebody younger than me,
by the way. Do you think he had pity on you? Did you feel any sort of pity?
I'll get to that. So we start talking. I'm like, yeah, there's a wedding this weekend. He goes, oh, good wedding. Yeah, who's doing the speeches? You know, we're small talking, whatever. And he keeps going. He goes, did she try to rush you out of there? Were you her last appointment of the day? And then he's like, did she not show you the back? This is horrible. I go, no, I know. That should have been the red flag. She didn't show me the back. And so he keeps going.
Tipped her $10.
He keeps going. And then he goes, all right, I think we did it. And he spins me around, and I go, yeah, you did it. And we get up to the front, and he goes, look, dude, I'm not going to charge you for a full haircut. I can't do that. So I'm going to charge you for a beard trim. And I said, and that was only like $11. And I said, here's a $20 bill. You have yourself a wonderful evening. And I walked out.
Wow. Redemption.
What does your girlfriend think?
Oh, my girlfriend loves me and missed me because she was out of town for the last 6 days. So I got a fat smooch the minute she walked up to me in the airport.
What about the dirty apartment, though, Strofe?
Good news for you, Brad. I had enough time to clean the apartment spotless.
Wow. A happy ending.
Yeah, it was a happy ending.
Sure was.
From going to singing Maroon 5 in the office to having your whole world turned upside down, there was a good – fairy tales do exist, folks.
It does.
Yeah, the haircut still sucks, but it's better than what it was yesterday.
That dude did you a solid, too, charging you
big time. I mean,
like,
it only took him, like, maybe 10 minutes, but still, it was huge.
Was your faith in humanity shaken given all the behind the back discussions, and was it restored by this gentleman?
No, my faith in friendship has been a little bit shaken because nobody had the gumption to tell me what was going on. And here's the thing: Ben tried to play hero all day yesterday, like, oh,
everybody told me I was the deliver the bad news.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah, the issue is you weren't the deliver the bad news guy. You had to bring your big boss and former co-host downstairs to the studio to deliver the bad news. It wasn't even you.
Oh, I made it a party. Yeah, I made it a party.
You did make it a party. Strofe, I care about you. No, I told you earlier
today. You didn't tell him had the chance.
Listen, Strofe, I dreamed about Strofe. This was so on my mind.
What?
That I dreamed. I went with Strofe back to that dang salon, and found that woman who had pajama pants on, a weird haircut, and she smelled like cigarettes. I said, you're the one who did this to him.
Is
Fix
this
it.
True?
Oh, did I?
Yeah, he told me that this morning.
I am not lying. She had on pajama pants, and she had, you know, a weird cut. And I said, you're the one. You're the one.
And what'd you do?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
You just pointed your finger at her?
I did point my finger and say, y'all got to fix this. You did this to this boy. I did. I dreamed about Strofe last night.
Oh, that's so cute.
I felt beautiful. So bad.
Louis, any parting words?
You know, Ben, we just appreciate you coming out helping Heart of Canal Street. It's all for children's charities, and you delivered, man. You delivered tenfold, and big shoes to fill next week for a certain Kyle Wallace.
Are you nervous, Kyle?
No, I'm not nervous at all. Listen, Luis, I'm a gamer. I may not be a gamer at the level of Ben Brust, but guess what? Ben Brust never played in a national championship game. Neither did I, but I stood on the sideline for one when Whitewater went there. So I know what big-time moments mean. So I can I'll deliver for you. I got you.
Your new outfit is telling me right now. Like, you have big – I just got new outfit energy, and maybe I just got new watch energy too right now.
Look at you.
He's got the sleeve pulled up a little bit. Yeah. So I guess keep the same energy next week,
I
guess.
You know, I
can't wait for them to boo him off the stage.
I may make him chuckle, but what you're going to have to do, Luis, you're going to have to give me a stick to keep all these old folks away from me, because I'm going to be able to say, oh, he's so handsome. He's so at this. That's what you got to watch
out for. Just make a 69 joke. It'll be fine.
No, I won't do that with geriatric people.
It'll all be determined if you get a thank you, Kyle, at the end.
I'll get a thank you, Kyle.
Can't ask for it, though.
No, I won't ask for it. I won't ask for it. It would just happen. But I'll be more appropriate with the my seniors than what Ben was.
Oh, no, the seniors love what I did.
How do you know?
Because
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben's word.
Come on.
I'll keep it.
They don't get that kind of humor all the time.
Next time we'll become sponsored with some enhancers, you know, for my jokes.
I don't know what you're...
Oh, Luis got it.
I know what you're... He's so inappropriate. I don't even want to be next to
him. Thank you, Luis.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Packers Luis. Take on the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy sucks. And I mean sucks. You know on Fridays how we name the game? Like what the game is? It's been character, statement, must win, losing your ass's grass game, put up or shut up. I already have my name for tomorrow. And I'll tell you what it is next.
Oh, 69. Nice.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman.
I was like, it's the 4-1-4 hour at 4.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the kid who, like, got picked on the sports team. I was like, oh, you want me? No way.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Russ, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, live from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Sportsbook. Alex Strofe's running the show with a fresh new cut. Went from looking horrible to looking serviceable. Is that fair?
Yeah. Serviceable. You said fresh new cut, and I say, it's kind of misleading. It's not fresh.
It's a fresh cleanup.
It is fresh.
Though. I mean, it did happen last night.
Yeah, it just makes it seem like it's good.
Packers take on the Vikings on Sunday. And I've mentioned it, but I need to reiterate that I know I've done this, and I'm going to do it again. I said, Packers, Joe Flacco, he can't move this. Like, J.J. McCarthy sucks.
Oh, here we go.
No, he sucks. Jeez. And there's data to back it up.
You're just setting us up for you to get mad on Monday.
Yep.
So
yep.
I was watching their game, and he threw two interceptions that he had two more that, like, safeties came over and just didn't pick off, similar to how we were mad about Carrington Valentine. One of them he got knocked. Actually, he didn't get knocked. I think that was Bullard. But you get my point. They were dropping some interceptions. I was like, man, he looks like the Jets' Zach Wilson. Do you remember how bad Jets' Zach Wilson was?
Bad. Yeah, had a better record than Aaron Rodgers, though.
Through his first couple games, and it's smaller than the sample size, I get it, he has been worse per Pro Football Focus than Zach Wilson on the Jets.
Sheesh.
Justin Jefferson, Jay Jettas, is throwing his helmet, mad. He's missing every throw. He's getting intercepted. The defense is grinding. He is going to give the Packers free possessions. They cannot lose this game. This is a can't-lose game.
Can't-lose game.
This is a can't-lose game. Not a must-win, a can't-lose game. You lose this game, and I will lose all hope and faith in this 2026-2025 Green Bay Packers.
Woo! I mean, you're exactly right, Ben.
I know.
I was listening to Pat McAfee show a little bit, and then Kirk Herbstreit on there, and they talked about J.J. McCarthy. Kirk Herbstreit says his diagnosis is he's learning how to play quarterback at the NFL level in real time. That's rough.
That's not good.
You don't want to be going out there and learning how to do something with live bullets. That's exactly what he's doing. I mean, every stat that you can pull up about J.J. McCarthy is just bad. It's
not great.
And this defense is a top 10 defense. That is inarguable. when you're a top 10 defense, when you're Micah Parsons, when you're Xavier McKinney, even you know Edgerrin Cooper and Carrington Valentine, you feast on a day like Sunday. You do not get many of these often. Almost every single weekend, you deal with somebody who is a bona fide playmaker and most of the time that quarterback, right? You almost never get a game like this where you've got a guy who is basically drowning out there trying to learn how to play quarterback. You feast on a day like this. You take advantage of it. And you prove by championship defense. You're right that to qualify it as a must win, that feels like it's overblowing the stake of the game. But the reality is every game matters so much for the Packers because they probably got to go at least 4-3, probably more like 5-2 down the stretch of these last seven games to put themselves in division championship or playoff contention. You lose to the Vikings. This is your easiest remaining game.
There's two other losses potentially with like Lions, Bears twice. You can laugh.
Ravens.
And,
Broncos.
Like, yep. Like, Lions, Ravens, Broncos, Bears twice.
And this is at home. You're going to play the Vikings twice. You're going to play the Vikings at Minnesota. Probably when J.J. McCarthy is a little bit more further developed. This is the easiest game remaining for the Green Bay Packers. So you cannot lose it. Ben, can't lose game.
Can't lose game.
Beautifully
played.
Try and beat it.
I get with the can't lose game. I just don't want us to act like the Minnesota Vikings are overall a bad football team. Yes,
quarterback. We're building in qualifiers as per usual for Kyle.
I'm just saying I understand that J.J. McCarthy has struggled this year, and the Green Bay Packers are going to be served.
Struggled's an understatement.
He has not been great.
He has not been accurate.
He does have legs. His legs have been able to help him. But overall, I understand where you're getting at, but I don't want us to act like the Vikings still don't have a pretty good defense, that they still don't have weapons on offense, that all it takes is for J.J. that you talk about to get open a little bit against Keyshawn Nixon or Carrington Valentine to make this a ball game. The Green Bay Packers have been unable to destroy and beat any team this year. So what in the world would make me think that a Minnesota Viking team that is not a bad team, just has a bad quarterback, won't compete against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday? We have not been able to put teams away. We have not been able to get a distance between us and opposing teams. So I fully expect
– should happen this weekend.
It's not going to happen this weekend because we saw last week the Packers.
I'm taking the Packers -6.5.
Good.
I have them winning double digits.
Good for y'all. Dumb and dumber. That's what y'all are.
Because can't wait.
Stupid is and stupid does. I mean, because based
you must not truly believe in this team.
Have you not watched the Packers all year? Is there a time where the Green Bay Packers went into a game with expectations of winning by double digits or winning by 7 or more points where they've been able to deliver? It has been a dogfight each and every game where the Packers haven't had the
5-2 the last 7, don't you?
I'm talking about what it's going to look like. I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think we should go into this thinking, oh, this is a can't-lose game.
Thank you,
game.
Matt.
There's no
Matt
way they can lose.
Matt in the 9-2-0. Wasn't Kyle saying we're going to go 3-0 yesterday?
I'm not saying we're going to lose this game. I'm saying you thinking that because J.J. McCarthy isn't a great quarterback means
the Packers
are no way they can lose this
game. And
I think
Jordan Love off of this game is going to play well.
I think he's going to cook.
Like we talked about the excitement that you have
I
for Jordan
agree.
Love
I'm just not buying.
Excellent.
I'm not
getting
buying
turnovers
into this offense
this
has no threats. I'm not buying into the fact
I'm
that
– I'm not asking them to go distance. I think J.J. McCarthy is so bad. They're going to have opportunities with short fields and turnovers to capitalize
from. Do you
not
recall who we just played only 4 or 5 days ago? We played against a Jameis Winston football team.
Jameis Winston is a good quarterback compared to J.J. McCarthy.
Jameis Winston at this point in his career is a career backup. Do y'all know
and
who
they
Isaiah
didn't take
Hodge,
advantage of those turnovers? And they will
if they take advantage. Do y'all know who Isaiah Hodgkins is?
Yes, I do.
Did you know going into that game?
Yes, I did.
Well, because you saw he got called up?
No, I saw him last year.
Scrub.
Your five
catches, 57 yards against the Green Bay Packers. Okay?
Your playmakers don't matter if your quarterback plays that bad. Like Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, like those guys don't matter.
Jameis Winston didn't play great last week if the Packers didn't capitalize. I can't believe we're going to go into this game expecting the Packers to capitalize on turnovers when they struggle earlier in this season to even force turnovers.
Because they put themselves in a position to do so.
And if you put yourself in
a position to do so once and you're trending in that direction and you have another quarterback that's turnover prone, I have a confidence that this defense will do it, especially if they have 5 turnovers in the last 4 games. I think that's a good enough data and sample size for me to say they're going to take advantage of against J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. McCarthy has the worst qualifying QBR of any quarterback in the National Football League. Not only that, he has the worst touchdown to interception ratio.
Yeah, touchdown, eight interceptions.
Derek in the 608
quarterback who has more interceptions than touchdowns.
Dude, they were in the game. They had a chance. They were up in that game late against the Bears. Like, again.
Kyle again. Derek in the 608 of the Carbos Talk and Text Line. What happened to Kyle? Talk about a hater. This is bizarro world.
How is this a bizarro world? All I'm saying is
so
this.
Like, you are also projecting this game in such a margin where it's like, they're going to win no matter what, but it's going to be close.
Yeah, it's going to be close.
Like, you're only accepting one outcome. You don't have them losing. You don't have them winning by more than seven.
Yes, that is correct.
So there's only one outcome from Kyle Wallace.
The Green Bay Packers haven't shown me that this year that they can destroy any football teams. This is the same football team that lost to the Carolina Panthers. Lost
then
to the
you shouldn't
Browns.
Have them at 5-2 based off the way you're talking about them heading into the Vikings game.
It's a difference between between putting teams away. They play down to their competition and they play up to their competition.
Is it more likely they lose or win by more than seven?
Oh, come on now, that's easy. More likely they win by more than seven. Now.
But you're not talking that way. You're talking as if it's closer to them losing this team. Them having more of an opportunity to do what we are saying.
You threw a hypothetical at me. I'm telling you what the reality is. Don't go into this game thinking, oh, this is a can't-lose game. No, the Packers.
It is a can't-lose game. No, it absolutely is. You cannot lose this game, but you're saying
based off it, they should not lose to this team because of J.J. McCarthy. That's what you're trying to say. What I'm saying Minnesota Vikings team is much more than that. They're much more than J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy is their Achilles heel.
They don't even want him to be on the field. They're forced to.
They're in many ball games this year simply because of the talent of the overall football team that they have. They found a way to win some games.
Sounds like you don't believe in the talent of the Green Bay Packers.
All right. This team only lost by a touchdown to the Eagles. They're a good football team. They just don't have a great quarterback.
Exactly.
A good football team.
They just beat the Lions a couple weeks ago.
Convincingly beat this team as they are right now.
You guys are confusing to me. A football team that just beat the Lions, the Big Bad Lions, all of a sudden, you know, the Packers.
But nobody's
no
called them the Big Bad Lions. We literally have all came together and said the Lions are not anywhere near where
Vikings
they've been ranked.
Shouldn't compete against the Packers on Sunday. It will be a disappointment.
They're going to try to compete.
It will be a disappointment if that happened, even though that the Vikings went into Detroit and beat them. Like, I don't know where y'all get. Who would have known that I'd be the only person with sense here today?
According to the talking text line, Kyle's in la la land.
No, I just keep it real.
In your own brain.
I'm telling you guys, this is going to be a ball game on Sunday. Don't go into this. The last thing I want us to do come on Monday, if the Packers win 24-21 or 20-17, and you guys say, oh my gosh, they couldn't put away the Vikings. No, the Vikings are a good team, man.
Well, they would have put them away.
I don't.
If they get a win in any capacity, a win's a win, and it's not losing the game for sure. But if this team is going to finally take steps to actually make any kind of noise in the postseason, they need to start to turn it on, and this is a perfect game to do so.
And that would put more belief in anyone who actually thinks they can go 5-2 in their last seven. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. As Dave from Aaron chimes in, more than the Packers winning this week, and he hopes that Rodgers plays well and brings the belt out against the Bears. Rooting for Rodgers this week.
I sure am. I'm glad. So he's for sure going to play.
Also,
So he's for sure with the wrist and everything.
Looks like it.
Dave from Aaron point That's as well, fun. He chimed in about me calling bingo earlier. This is so true. If Brad called bingo and screwed up as much as he has in Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, there would probably be fights in the bingo hall.
Oh, wow. That would be bad. You can imagine like a B-52 come out and I say G-52. Ooh, bingo! Bingo!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm apologizing, sir. It was B.
There's no G-52. Don't worry.
There isn't?
Do you not know how bingo works?
Well, I know that there's numbers and
B-I-N-G-O,
letters.
B-I-N-G-O.
But isn't B one through B's 1-20? I is 21-40.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, good.
Wow.
And you're hosting next week, Kyle?
Ben never played it before.
That's real.
What are you talking
baseball.
About? All I gotta do is read the numbers. I'm not playing the game.
That's kind of bingo 101, though.
I'm not playing the game. I'm just calling off the numbers and having fun.
Why don't you
shut up, bad haircut boy?
Why don't you do a
that's
favor,
a lash out.
Sit back, relax, and talk about you know, Brad's friends are talking text line sponsor.
Oh, that's right. I mean, a night like tonight, it's Thursday. It's a thirsty Thursday, and you get at this point throughout the week, a Carbless is a perfect teammate for me, watching the game tonight, hanging out. Honestly, too, I brought up some carbless last weekend because I want to have it accessible in the main fridge. And I was cleaning out today. One Paloma left over. I saw that this morning. And I said, oh, this Paloma's not going to last very long because I'm going to be able to enjoy it tonight. Carbless, there's so much to enjoy about it. When it comes to a guilt-free experience, it has no carbs, no sugars, no gluten, just 100 calories and the perfect amount of carbonation. When I pop open that Paloma tonight, it's going to be a carbonation. It's going to quench the thirst but not upset the stomach. And it's reflective of all the different flavors that they have. I mean, Paloma, not an easy cocktail to make, but Carbless has nailed it. It's part of the classic cocktail variety pack, which I absolutely love. The margaritas are off the charts. And, oh, the fruit flavors are to die for. There's truly a flavor for every occasion, for every taste bud. I can't figure out which one I like the most because I love them all so much. That's why you go ahead and get them all. Carbless is your go-to teammate on a night like tonight on a thirsty Thursday. Enjoy a Carbless because this is more with Carbless.
Wheel of Strofe with the Alex Strofe that looks like a human being again. Next on Kyle Brustadortman Live from Potawatomi Casino Hotel's Amazing Sportsbook.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
And that Alex Strofe, you look like you had something to say.
Brewers! On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Live from Potawatomi Casino Hotel Sportsbook, it is Kyle Brustin Nortman, 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Alex Strofe is running the show, and it's time now for the Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the
Wheel of Strofe.
Another day, another buckaroonie on the Wheel of Strofe. I've got a wheel, I've got topics, maybe punishments.
A bad haircut.
My haircut's better now. It's not bad anymore, it's just not great.
It's still bad.
No, it's just not great. Just tuning you out with the sweet, sweet sounds of the Wheel of Strofe. All right, so here's the thing about Ben Brust.
What was it?
It was blue. Here's the thing about Ben Brust.
Sorrow.
Ben Brust likes to think he's a puppeteer. He's a puppet master.
Oh,
he's pulling all the strings all the time. I'm not mad at Ben Brust. I just want everybody to know what kind of guy Ben Brust is. So today, in our company, twice a year, we kind of have a market-wide check-in with our CEO Kyle, our co-host on Sunday Karma, Craig Karmazin. And per some sources, I heard that Ben Brust was trying to bully the youngest member of our team, Will Summers, into asking the CEO of our company about 401ks.
No, you didn't.
Hell yeah.
No, you did. No, you didn't.
I've asked about it. I've asked about it so many times.
The kid doesn't even know what that is.
Exactly.
You're going to put him in the line of fire when he's just trying to get his footing.
Exactly.
You're going to put him in the crosshairs of the CEO.
I thought it was a great play.
So Will obviously didn't ask the question, but what was his response to you when you said, "Hey, ask about 401k?" He said, "Well,
I don't know what that is."
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So I was like, "Come on, like, Will. If somebody as young as you in the company is asking about this, like, if we keep hiring young people, this could be top of mind for the CEO to
no
like,
oh, no geez. No Will would have been on his poop list, and Will would have been a rising star, and all of a sudden we've been gone 2 years from now.
I've asked about it many times in this forum.
Yeah, you asked about it after you were solidified. Will is still growing. Let Will get a show one day and be a centerpiece of the station.
He's been full-time for what, 5 months?
Right. He's going to be no job.
I don't even know if it's been that long.
I go, Will, you have one job.
Zero time.
You have one job. When it opens up for questions, you have to ask this.
You tried to make him unemployment, Will. That's messed up.
Do you think he came close to asking that question? Or
no.
Was he pretty?
No.
I said, like, you have to ask this in the spring session.
Oh, gosh.
He's got to fill out his benefits.
Will, hold tight, pal.
Do not ask that question.
So what?
Well, he barely knows you by first name.
While Ben's making sex jokes at the bingo hall, he's trying to pressure young employees into asking the CEO about his dirty work. That's the type of guy we're dealing with.
No, I'm looking out for the better. Am I not looking out for the betterment?
No, you're looking out for yourself without looking out for yourself.
No, absolutely.
Will doesn't even know what a 401k is, so it doesn't even matter.
90% of employees' teammates do.
It's a fair battle to fight.
No, it's not.
Thank you, Dr. Dan. To be fair, the longer the money is in the 401k, the more you have when you retire. So I was trying to do him a favor.
But rather than having the cojones to do it yourself,
I've done it a million times. I put it in the comments every year.
Or rather than trying to educate a 22-year-old on what exactly a 401k is, you're like, hey,
educate somebody who's not going to know.
Oh, but you have time to bully him into talking to the CEO about it.
Hell yeah.
If this was war, Ben, you'd be like the captain, and you'd say, hey, Corporal, go in there on the front lines and go try to fight our battle. You were just sending him to his death.
I can only imagine what Craig would have said. When he said that, like
Matthew, Will's around my age, so yeah, he should learn it, start early. Seth chimes in, he should care about 401k.
No,
but they don't understand. They don't get it.
They don't get it. What y'all don't understand is that we don't have 401k match. And so this has been something that Ben and, you know, myself and maybe Bradley and Alex Trofe doesn't know anything about. We have been like, oh, man, maybe one day. And it's been one of them things where we ask about it and it's like, you know, one day we'll get there. And we're getting – some of us are getting impatient. And now he tried to throw the young kid who doesn't have any cachet around here to ask a question he knows nothing about to be in the line of fire of the CEO of the company who works right here in Milwaukee and does a radio show on this station.
I think he would respect that somebody that young is that forward.
No, he would be like, who the hell is this Will kid and why would he ask me that question?
You wanted him to be the sacrificial
man. No, he would have said, so do you think we hit budget? Have we done enough?
Are you mocking Craig?
Have we done enough? Will would have just been there saying, I don't know. Ben asked me to ask the question.
Yeah. And Craig, there was a couple moments where he was a little bit like, he's leader, a little feisty.
Yeah, he was feisty today.
He just scrambled eggs. Yeah. That's what happened.
So, I mean, I'm glad. Poor Will. Poor Ben. Not poor Ben, but bad Ben. Bad Ben. That was bogus.
It's the type of guy we're dealing with.
That's a great one.
That is the type of guy we're dealing with. Sheesh Louise.
Hilarious.
Just trying to help out everyone in the company.
By sacrificing Will.
Yeah.
He's trying to help out himself. He's all about him.
Everyone else is.
And he's too scared to do it himself.
I mean, if it would have been an outcome, says, you know what, if this 22-year-old kid or 23-year-old kid thinks it's so important to invest in his 401k and I'm going to start matching, then Will would be great. Would have been great, but it wouldn't have been that. Will would have been gone. We would have got the email. He would have walked to the room. The room. Y'all know what room I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We said, what? What happened to Will? That's my desk, buddy. With an empty desk.
Oh, wow. That is a stunning, stunning news flash in our company.
I'd like the record to show that Strofe brought this up and is responsible for the content of this segment.
That's from Will?
No, that's from me.
Oh, gotcha.
To make sure that, Strofe decided it was a good idea to do
this. Oh, this is funny. Will said, joke's on you, Ben. I don't even have benefits. Hey, kid, I just want you to know, you do have, though you're probably still
I don't know if the joke is on Ben.
No, you do have benefits. I know you don't pay for your health insurance, but we do have a great partner.
You have to elect in something.
Yeah, but also, investment, there is some investment that you can allow for your job to do here. And so I just want you to understand, you do have some benefits here, kid. He doesn't understand that some of the
He don't even know what you just said.
A Roth, what is that? Pre-tax,
is post-tax. Was the Wheel of Strofe an attack on me?
Yep, that's it.
All right, there it is, Wheel of Strofe.
Oh, gosh, these poor kids. What are they doing in these schools?
Oh, man.
They on TikTok. Man. They know 6'7", but they don't know what a 401k is.
How crazy is that Strofe just put out his source? Of who gave him
privately,
this information
privately,
to use
on
the air.
Privately.
Wow. Wow.
Just like that.
All right, well.
That's a hilarious Wheel of Strofe, though.
I mean, you can't blame me deep down.
You can.
I can. You have a good enough relationship.
Brad, you know part of me is doing the right thing for everybody. It was a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, but just
The fact
poor,
that
poor
Will
Hill. Should not be the sacrificial.
His
lamb.
Eyes when I told him, I knew he wasn't going to do it because he was scared. He yeah, probably couldn't listen to the whole presentation because he was just waiting for the question.
Should I ask?
Oh, so he was going in.
I was actually locked in asking questions. I forgot that I told him I planned that question. God. If I remembered, I would have been like hitting him with my knee, like come on, man.
Meanwhile,
like,
it's probably consumed him.
So he was sitting there the whole time thinking about, oh my gosh,
sweating bullets. Over-under coming up next here on Kyle Brustenort. Let's get caller 15 and caller 20. 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-3776. The Carbliss Talk and Text Line. Caller 15 and caller 20. Caller 15, you are going to get a category. You are allowed to say over-under based off the line that Strofe sets. If you believe in us, you go over. If you don't, you go under. Somebody's walking away a winner here on over-under, so we'll go caller 15, caller 20, 800-990-3776. Over-under coming up next on Kyle Brustin-Nortman, live from Pottawatomie.
This is Kyle Brustin-Nortman.
I text Greg Scalzo, and I say, Greg, I'm sorry, I'm going to be late to work. I'm caught in an international conspiracy.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Time now for Over Under on Kyle Brustin-Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Actually, Strofe, I've been meaning to ask you in breaks. So this is on me. High school football is going on in Madison. Are we with Beaver Dam in Milwaukee?
No, we're on in Madison.
Oh, what's up, Madison? Across ESPN Wisconsin. We are going to play Over Under on Kyle Brustin-Nortman.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for Over Under on Kyle Brustin-Nortman.
Over Under time on KBM. I've got a topic. I've got a line. The guys will have 3 minutes to guess as many correct answers as they can out of 10. We'll get 10 guesses. And somebody will walk away with an ESPN Wisconsin prize pack. Caller 15 was in Madison, in fact. Rick in Madison. And he is a believer today. He's on the over. Caller 20, Jake in Milwaukee. Jake, not by choice, is on the under.
All right.
Let's go.
I'm going back to the NFL well. I'm looking for the top 10 leaders in rushing yards this season. I have the over-under line set at 7.5. Who is our final answerer going to be?
You said top 10 running back leaders?
I said rushing yards. Thanks for listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I see it's the same thing.
I'll take it.
All right, Ben.
Cool. But, like, are you guys
horse up, Benny?
Wrong?
Your time starts in 3, 2, 1.
James Cook. Final answer.
James Cook, number 2 in the league, 968 yards.
Jonathan Taylor.
Final answer.
Yep.
There's number 1, 1,139 rushing yards.
I'm pretty sure Rico.
Oh, yeah, Rico got it.
Rico Dowdle, yep. Final.
Number 4, 833 rushing yards.
King Henry, I know he hasn't had the best year, but
he's had like some like two low, or three get, really,
get low,
really low
games,
games,
but it's still like who else are good running backs in the NFL?
I had
who just got hurt for the Broncos?
I think Achan's up there.
Yeah,
Devon Achan.
He had a huge
final.
Number 3, 900 yards on the dot. You've got the top 4.
The guy who played at Ohio State, he tore his Achilles.
Trayvon Henderson?
No,
J.K. Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins, he got hurt just last week, though. He was having a good year before
that. Yeah, they split that backfield.
J.K. might be on that list. I believe Josh Jacobs is on that list, too.
What about you, like Jahmyr Gibbs or Bijan Robinson?
2 minutes. McCaffrey.
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs is broke enough. Jahmyr Gibbs, final.
Jahmyr Gibbs, number 10 on the list, 732 yards.
So we know Josh Jacobs is on the list.
I mean, McCaffrey's put up a ton of numbers. I don't know how much.
A lot of receiving yards, but he's been the horse.
Yeah.
CMC. Is Javonte Williams on there? He's had a resurgence here.
Oh, for the Cowboys. I'd put him on the side.
Put him on the side, too.
CMC, Javonte. We got Henderson. Oh, Bijan.
Bijan,
final.
Number 7 on the list, 783 rushing yards.
Keep on moving.
What about like
Kyren Williams? How's he doing?
Oh, Kyren Williams done pretty good.
Kyren's solid.
You need two more.
I don't think anybody in Seattle is.
They've been passing a lot.
I don't think Seattle has anybody.
Kenneth hasn't had like a year. It's just
LA Chargers.
The Bears don't have anybody.
The Vikings have split carries.
1 minute.
Steelers don't have anybody.
Giants
Bengals
have split carries.
Chase Brown.
What about Saquon?
Chase
Brown's had a bad year. I know he's been struggling, but they still work Saquon.
Let's go CMC final.
Wow.
How many?
He's number 13 on the list.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Javonte Williams.
Do you think Saquon's in this or no? I mean, he hasn't gotten
well,
many.
60 times.
He put a low over-under, which makes me feel like some of those necessary
60,
ones.
30 well, 60 seconds.
Three guesses. Javonte, two of them.
Javonte Williams final.
Yeah, he's number 5 on the list, 809 yards.
I do think Saquon, because Saquon
two,
went crazy
we have two
one
guesses.
Week.
Saquon, we need one stroke.
Saquon,
that's correct.
Saquon went for like 150 one week.
What about like that? What about Judon's for the Browns?
Junkins. Quinshon Junkins.
Hey,
10.
Quinshon,
final.
Yeah,
9.
Okay.
8. Quinshon. 7. 6.
Saquon.
You
want to
do Saquon
5.
Or
4.
Or Kyren.
3.
Henry.
2.
Derrick Henry final.
1.
Yeah! That was I got it off before the buzzer.
You did. That was
I got it off before
the buzzer.
Woo!
Good job, Ben.
Got it. Derrick Henry number 6. The only two names he missed. J.K. Dobbins of Denver, Kyren Williams of the Rams.
Kyren, we had.
You made 10 guesses and you didn't guess
him,
so you didn't have him.
I got Henry, Dobbins, and Williams in a row.
What do you mean? It's like missing a 3-point shot and saying, well, I made it.
Well, because they told me L.A. hasn't been, they've been passing the ball. I don't know him. Oh, J.K., J.K., I don't know. I don't trust J.K. Dobbins, huh? You said what?
I said, Ben just said, yeah, we had him. You made 10 guesses. You made the maximum amount of guesses you could and didn't have him.
No, yeah, we had him on the side. We had him on the list as well.
Still
at.
Wrong. Anyway, you won. You're good.
Either way, we won.
Ben's been jacking it down today with all the lies.
I don't know what's going on. We won. We should be celebrating.
I am happy.
Where was that?
You guys didn't have Javonte Williams. I had that one with
the
team effort.
You did have Javonte Williams. That was good. That was good. That was very good.
So, yeah.
Brad had Bijan.
I pulled Achan.
You did
Gibbs.
Pull Achan.
But where was that Browns running back?
Quinshon Junkins. He's had a lot of touchdowns.
But he also missed some. Didn't he miss like one or two games because of the whole
The suspension?
Yeah,
he got suspended.
Not suspended.
Well,
but
he got it. Somehow with a girl, but then all the stuff got dropped. But he still,
gotcha.
Yeah. So who didn't we get?
He told us.
Oh, you told us.
Where are you kids been? Where,
dude? I'm on cloud 50 from bingo earlier.
You're on cloud 50 because you made a sex joke and three people laughed.
Dude, the whole bingo hall was
low. I have the audio.
I had to pick some people up to put them back in the chairs.
Keep Ben away from old people.
67 kids.
Yeah, raucous crowd at bingo.
Woo, that crowd's going crazy.
They laughed at 67.
Dude, for old people, that's as loud as they can get.
Wow.
We're back in 2 minutes. Congrats to, I wrote it down somewhere. Where's his name?
Rick
and Madison, congratulations on over under.
6-9.
Dude, they're going crazy. We're back in 2 minutes.
Crisp air, cozy sweater.